Christmas. You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
When somebody loves you, you should be careful what you say out of your mouth. You don't break them down. You don't say things to hurt or to crush. You don't speak out of turn. You learn how to flow with the leader and the people that's in the house of God. Everybody comes into compliance, from the leader to the usher, even to the back door. And I'll preach myself happy. We should be careful what we say, because your word is what? Seed.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Promised Seed. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 23.
Denying or look at it, they'll place it on the screen in a moment, and I'm grateful for the technology here. I'm grateful for technology, but always keep a physical Bible in your home and be able to access it at any time. Do not totally depend on technology. I think the mark of the beast is rising in the midst of us. It is a melding with cyber. People are depending on AI, and AI is not God. It doesn't even confirm the things of God. It's man-made. Mark of beast. Use it wisely. Don't put it over your forehead. Don't brand it in your forehead and on your palms. Don't worship it and bow to it. Don't do it. Make sure that God is God. It only can give you, through algorithms, what you place in it. It pulls out information from centuries that has been pumped into it to give you what you're asking for, and then it would tailor things to your taste. It is technology, man-bred, not divine. Trust in the Word of God. Don't trust in technology. So keep your physical Bible. Learn how to take notes. Don't trust AI notes. Trust your notes. Why would I look at an outline that AI created for you and you want me to think you did it? I know what you can do. I can tell. So let's make sure we are doing what God wants us to do and being true to ourselves. Then we can be true to others. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And it reads like this: For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, help me, Everlasting Father, come on, Prince of Peace, hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no what? End. There is no end. The increase, the expansion of his government and peace. This is not a reference to American government. It's his government. And so the nationalism that's happening and the rise of nationalism in America, where people are tying righteousness to the government, it is not our government. It is his. Paul said that his kingdom is not of this world. So stop trying to make America God's kingdom. The church is the kingdom of God. And we are the embryonic stage of the unfolding kingdom. If we stick with God, the embryo will actually become a baby and it will grow by leaps and bounds and actually walking the earth just like he did. But right now the church is the embryonic stage pushing us to kingdom. I want to share with you from this thought today. Not only is he did it all for us, he came for us, but think about this. I want to talk to you about the promised seed. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Government shall be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government. There should be no end. Glory to God. I also want to drop another passage on you before I teach. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Hebrews 10, 22 and 23. It reads like this. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised, come on, is what? He who promised is faithful. I want to have you, if you will, you would say, what does this have to do with Christmas? Well, it has everything to do with Christmas as a promise. But I want you to read the chapter 10 in Hebrews, and you'll see how we have missed it in America by trying to go back to ceremonies and things of that nature to create a righteous consciousness. Like wearing certain things or looking at certain things or performing certain duties makes us righteous. But you're going to see in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, the writer explains to us that righteousness doesn't come that way. It comes through faith in a person. And from that, you sanctify yourself. But you start with righteousness imputed to you from a person, not by what you put on, white gloves, long white dresses, no earrings, no makeup, and things of that nature. These things are external. And we missed it in our church. We put bondages on our people and gave them a false sense of hope. But hope is not in what you wear or don't wear. Amen. Hope is in the promise. For he who promised is faithful. And when I was summoned by the Holy Ghost to preach and to teach, I wish I could do like others, but he told me he wanted me to teach the word, to educate his people. And he showed me a pot of gold. I thought it would be my money. A pot of gold was set before me. He said, I've shown many preachers this pot of gold. These are my people. I said, gold pieces? He said, yes. Don't exploit them. And he said, I've done this to many preachers. And they took the gold for themselves. So my job, whether you give or not, is to teach you, because you're his gold pieces. And I want you to know he made you gold because he loves you. He's faithful. That promise. Yes, you've been through the fire and through the flood, but it's all to purify you. He's the one that made you gold pieces, not me. Thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise and thanks as I teach today. Send your word through these lips of clay, and thank you for uniting us together in unity. For the mending of the nets all over this ministry as we approach the Christmas season, thank you for the health of our ministry, the wood, the stubble, the earth, but also the gold and the silver all in one house. I thank you now for the development of your people, the increase that comes through you. If you can use anything today, use me. Give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. Give us a heart to receive and a spirit to contain your word. We will give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's good. Clap your hands. Come on, everybody. Why is it hard to clap your hands? John P. Key said, clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands. Glory to God. I'm moved by the seed. A seed holds immense power. The seed in itself holds immense power and potential. It holds immense power and potential all in the seed. And this is why God concealed the mystery of his plan for man, because he put it in seed form. Seed is very powerful, and if I could, I would build on it, because many of us don't know what to do with it. When you get unexpected financial seed, we usually spend it on ourselves. But what God tries to do when you get unexpected financial seed is try to give you a portion to sow, so you can create a cycle of prosperity. But what we do is when we see seed, what we do, I can run to Neiman Marcus. I can run. I can run to Louis Vuitton is what came to me. Louis Vuitton. I can get a purse. I can get this or that. But the seed is really for sowing. A lot of men don't know what to do with seed, so they spill it. A lot of us don't understand that word is seed, so we say whatever. But you should really try to watch, because the word that you speak is a seed. You say the wrong thing out of anger, you're going to cause problems and create a cycle or a harvest of problems. So be careful, little mouth, what you say. Especially when you're speaking to kids and you're dealing with their destiny. When somebody loves you, you should be careful what you say out of your mouth. You don't break them down. You don't say things to hurt or to crush. You don't speak out of turn. You learn how to flow with the leader and the people that's in the house of God. Everybody comes into compliance. From the leader to the usher, even to the back door. And I'll preach myself happy. We should be careful what we say, because your word is what? Seed. If we really understood that, we would be spilling or sharing our DNA in the right matrix for it. If a seed is in the right environment, it's going to produce a harvest. But if it's in the wrong environment, it's not going to produce anything. You take seed and throw it out there on that concrete, you can't expect the harvest. So don't come telling me you sold your seed into a church and you don't see the harvest. Well, the church wasn't good soil. The church wasn't good soil. Did you see anybody prospering? Anybody beyond the leader? Did anybody buy a house in 20 years? Could anybody start a business and it flourish? Only the leadership. If it's good soil, then everybody should be blessed. If it's wisdom, everybody will walk away blessed. If it's craftiness, only the one using it will be blessed. Let me help you. Anybody coming into the city and walking away from a church with a bag while everybody else can't pay bills is using craftiness on the people. But if you come into a church, hallelujah, and you drop seed in that church, you're going to see harvest take place, not only for the leadership and the one preaching, but everybody from the pulpit to the back door is going to receive something from the Lord, and it's going to process in your life as a harvest. There's power in seed. Every man should catch this, because you are the seed carriers. You're the one that plants seed and children are born because the life form is in you. But if nobody told you that, you would think you're insignificant. But you're the one that carries the life form, the DNA for the future. Yet you don't know that. You're just sitting around and growing your hair out long and trying to be somebody that you're not and hanging out with the wrong crowds and listening to the rappers and hanging out and smoking and doing what you do and won't get in alignment with the Lord or have a problem with another man because you love to hang around ladies. You got to get with men so they can uncap that. And it is a man that's going to teach you how to love anyway by demonstrating it. And then when you learn how to love, you'll be able to do it. Because love ain't just kisses. It's responsibilities. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got this. See, this is what love does. I got it. That's what love say. Oh, I got this. Oh, man, I'm preaching today. Love don't say, you got it. Love says, I got it. This is what love says. I got it. You don't have to worry about that. I got it. How many of us do that? How many of us are the ones that say, I'm going to make up the difference? I'm the one that's going to lift it up. Let me tell you something about God. You can't let him down if you've never held him up. So I don't want to let God down. You can't let him down if you never held him up. And the man should be the one that can't be let down easy because he's holding it up. You're not holding him up. I don't want somebody to help me. No, you're the one that says, I got it. There's power and potential in a seed. Write it down, a complete blueprint for the future. There's power and potential in the seed, a complete blueprint for a future plan or arrangement. In the seed is a future plan or an arrangement for animals, for plants, for insects. Watch this, for dreams. For vision, prophetic vision. You mean to tell me God can plant a seed for vision in your soul years ago, and that seed is just germinating? Until the moment, a kairos moment, where you've been faithful to the chronos, and then the kairos comes and God opens up the seed. And he causes it to bud. Come on, Isaiah 55. For my ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts are not like your thoughts. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts from your thoughts. But as the rain descends from the sky, and as snow falls on the earth, for a purpose to cause the earth to bud. Come on, Isaiah 55. So does my word that comes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Hallelujah. Until it accomplishes what I sent it to do. And see, God planted a prophetic vision in your life years ago. And he's waiting on the right moment, the kairos moment, for you to get your head together, your life together, that he can manifest his plan in your life. Hallelujah. Because the word that he plants cannot return to him void until it accomplishes what he sent it to do. And somebody's right at the brink, hallelujah, of breaking forth into what he planned for your life years ago. The manifestation is knocking on your door right now, waiting for you to get in the right position to receive see the harvest. Can the church say amen? Yeah. The vision, the prophetic vision, the dream, the insect, the animal. I'm giving you a variety of things that seed or DNA passes the plan of God on through generations or from generations to generations. And I believe God wants truth revealed to become perpetual. The DNA of this ministry to be perpetual in the earth. That's why I take it serious. I'm not just having church. We are the church. We don't just have church. We're not just playing music and getting them riled up, Doc. We're preparing you so you can carry DNA into the future. And every young person here, years from now, when some of us are no longer on the earth, you'll remember this moment. That you are the seed carriers. That somebody came along and didn't think about themselves only, but they planted a seed in your spirit. They planted a seed in your mind. They gave you the word of God so you can carry the DNA into your generation. I don't preach to myself. I preach to a people that I believe God has called me to so you can take this word into your future, because there's power in seed. There is potential in seed. There is a blueprint in the seed. There's a plan or arrangement in the seed, glory to God, in the dream, in the prophetic vision that God has given you. And you got to keep fanning the flame until it manifests. Come on, help me. Ooh, I feel that right there. Fanny. Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. I'm going to end this year by clapping my hands and slapping my head. Because I feel it. Everybody's got a signature, right? What do I do when I feel it? I walk around a chair, right? And the other thing... I'm going to close out this year slapping my head. And maybe if I slap my head, you'll slap your heart and get it right. And clap your hands and get it right. And fan the flame and get it right. And get unstuck. Blessed be the name of the Lord for the increase of his government. There is no end. The seed is capable of producing a massive harvest from a tiny beginning. It is able to produce a massive harvest from a tiny beginning. Don't despise small beginnings. This church right now is just a seed compared to what God wants to do. We've been incubating for years, but don't worry about size. It's not about size. It's about DNA. Small beginnings can produce a massive harvest. A tiny start can produce a colossal harvest. That seed symbolizes new life, divine promises, personal growth and development. I didn't know the power of seed. As I grow, I'm beginning to know it even the more. I wasn't the type of person that planted. I didn't grow up on a farm. I don't know about that. When my feet hit the floor, there was hard concrete. It wasn't wood. My first house it wasn't a wooden house. It was block. We had toilets. We didn't have an outhouse. I don't know what it's like to go out and farm. But I do have ancestors, and I paid attention to their stories, and I read up on it. And one time when I was a young man, I went into the barbershop, and actually in Titusville, they should have did the movie of the barbershop in Titusville. Because the barbershop in Titusville, Florida, everybody came to. And one man named Sammy Lincoln cut hundreds of kids' hairs, hundreds. I became a man, and I came back and I asked him, I said, "You've been here since I was a kid. How many heads have you?" He said, "I can't count." I said, "Who do you remember the most?" He said, "I remember your oldest brother and Fred Harvey." I said, "Wow, that's interesting. What do you remember?" He said, "Well, when your brother was a little boy, your daddy brought him to me. And I set him on the chair, and he was fluffy. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he was kind of plump. He was goodly. I said, well, what does that mean? He said he was kind of plump and fat and bright skin, and he had thick hair, but it wasn't combed. And he said, I sat him up on the chair, and I had to put a booster there on him. And he said, and he was smiling. He said, look at this little boy. I said, he was smiling. He said, yeah. He said, so I tilted his head down because I was going to cut the back of his hair. And he was looking like this, smiling. I said, he still does the same thing. DNA. DNA. Don't allow life to change your smile. Oh, my God. Don't allow life. Don't allow what you're going through, what you came through, to change who you are. God put it in you. Oh, my God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
For a replay of today's message, The Promised Seed, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthreveal.org. Registration is open for Six Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Hello, welcome to Burger Bonanza.
Hi, I'd like a cheeseburger with fries and a cola, please. Oh, and a chocolate shake.
Okay, that's a is that right?
What? I didn't get that.
Sure, I can slow down. You want to eat burger, ice, and a la, right?
I don't understand you.
Simple conversations aren't always that simple. Maybe that's how you feel when you talk with God. Billy Graham.
Prayer is more than the expression of our wishes and desires to Almighty God. Prayer is a two-way conversation in which we address God, and God in turn addresses us. It is the personal communion of Christ Himself as He speaks to us and makes His will known for our lives.
You can have those real conversations with God too. Want to learn more? Findpeacewithgod.net. Then click where it says Grow in Your Christian Faith. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.